He's Braden Gall. I'm Jason Fitz. Julian Council producing. It's Braden and Fitz on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And even when you think it's a slow day in sports, it's not a slow day in sports. Why? A, I don't think slow days exist anymore in this industry. B, you got coaches talking. And anytime a coach talks.
Talking season, baby.
Anytime a coach speaks, and it's not just coach speak, it makes the world explode. So for all of you guys out there that are driving around, and this was the reaction. I know this is the reaction. You hear Jimbo Fisher say the ACC is as good as anybody, and the headline grabbed is ACC best conference in college football. And a lot of you guys driving around go, dude, what? And I know that. So we figured we get a little insight on all of it from somebody that that's right in the thick of all of it. David Hale covers the ACC for ESPN. David, man, we appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So come out of the gate, in your mind, is the ACC the best conference in college football?
Well, I mean, it depends on what parameters you want to use. If your window of discussion is the 2016 season, then yes, it was the best conference in college football last year. They had the Heisman winner, the Heisman runner-up, the national champion. They won 9 postseason games. You know, there's a litany of statistics that would show it was the best league in college football last year. Then they waved goodbye to Mike Williams and Deshaun Watson and Mitch Trubisky and Brad Kaya and a handful of other very talented guys, particularly at the quarterback position. And this year, I don't know that there is the case that you can make that the ACC is going to be the best conference again. I think, you know, and Jimbo himself will say this if you talk to him about it, that the SEC is the best conference in college football over the long term. They've earned that. But that doesn't mean that on any given year that's going to be the case. It used to be the case where I think there was the SEC and then way down the list was everyone else. I don't think that's true anymore. The ACC has gotten better. It has closed that gap in a long-term scenario. But in the short term, there's still more talented players in the SEC than there is in the ACC. It's just not as many more talented players as it used to be.
I think that's the important thing here for fans. Isn't, hey, which league is better? My league's better than your league. Other than the Big 12, which is struggling right now and doesn't necessarily have a bright future, you look around and every other of the 4 major leagues have gotten closer and closer together. That's good for the sport, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, and it's funny, you know, I talked to Jimbo about this at some length yesterday, and one of the things that he was bringing up, and I've kind of referred to it as the Yankees-Red Sox theory, but having Clemson and Florida State at the top of the ACC has kind of forced the rest of the league up. And I think that's what you need in every conference, is sort of those two guys, the heavyweights that are taking swings at each other throughout an entire season, throughout an entire offseason, that sort of are setting the bar. And for so long, the SEC had that in spades, and I think that helped. I think it's kind of hurt the SEC that it's been Alabama and then everyone else lately. But I think the more that you can have a Clemson-Florida State rivalry, but do that around the country, it makes everything better. It makes every other game more impactful when you have those two at the top that are really the heavyweights, that every year their game is probably the difference between going to the playoff and not going to the playoff. And I think it's, you know, it's I'm not a advocate for parity in college football, because I think, you know, to some extent that waters down the game. I like having great teams, but the beauty of college football is you can have 10 great teams or 10 very, very good teams and still have, you know, a high number of teams that are entertaining to watch on a week in and week out basis that are probably not championship contenders. And I think that's essentially how the ACC has found itself set up, is you've got two teams that every year are going to be in that conversation. And now you have 4, 5, 6 teams that, on, you know, 1 out of every 3 or 4 years can be in that conversation too. That's the ideal setup that you want for a league, and I think that's where the ACC is right now.
We're talking to David Hale, ESPN ACC reporter on Braden and Fitz. Let me ask you, you just mentioned talking to Jimbo Fisher, and I feel like every SEC team tries to talk to Jimbo Fisher every time there's a job opening. Do you think we finally reached a point where maybe that stops and we realize that he's set where he is?
Yeah, I think, look, I mean, the ultimate wild card is what happens when Nick Saban decides he's hanging it up, because Alabama is its own animal, and I think you can never say never about Alabama. But I think other than that, when you've turn down opportunities to move forward in conversations or take jobs or whatever with LSU, with Texas. You're not saying yes to anybody if you're saying no to them. And I think that's exactly right. Look, what I've always said about Jimbo is he's a lot like Saban in that it's not so much about the salary, though he makes very good money, and it's not so much about the winning, though he's certainly done a lot of it. It's about having control of your program. It's about being the ultimate arbiter of every decision that is going to get made within your program. And it's taken him a long time to make Florida State what he wanted it to be. But he has that power at Florida State. And you take any coach, Saban, and put him in some situations like LSU or Texas, and it's impossible to have that. There's just too many cooks in the kitchen throughout the program. And I don't mean just in terms of recruiting or how you're running the day-to-day of football. It's top down, from the president of the university on down. Jimbo has absolute control of what he wants his program to be and how everyone who influences that program is going to influence it. He's not walking away from that unless he is guaranteed of getting the same thing somewhere else in a better situation. And I don't know where that would occur.
A big part, David Hale joining us here, a big part of why the ACC has gotten so much better is great coaches. And you now appear to have one at Louisville and Bobby Petrino. You got one at Mark Richt at Miami, Justin Fuente at Virginia Tech. You've got good quality coaches. Those three programs all look like they could challenge this year, but we do have six consecutive years of Clemson v. Florida State. Is there another challenger in this particular calendar year in the ACC, or is it still just going to be Florida State at Clemson on November 11th?
I would say it's still that game, but I think Louisville fans certainly rightfully say, look, we've got a magical player in Lamar Jackson, and there's no reason we can't contend. I think NC State fans would say, look, we were two plays away from beating Clemson and Florida State last year. Why can't we do it again this year? I think Miami fans, I've talked to a lot of them, who say, yeah, we're probably going to lose to Florida State in September, but then we're going to make the ACC championship game and we'll beat them there. We're going to finish 12-1 and we're going to go, I don't know that any of this stuff is true, but I do see the validity in some of these arguments. I think Miami has a chance to be very, very good this year. That defense is going to be potentially, I think, a top five defense in the nation this year. I think the big question is whether they are going to have the quarterback play that allows them to win games when they need to put up, more than 24 points to pull off a W. You look at a team like NC State, and certainly the history isn't there to suggest it, but their defensive line is NFL caliber, six players deep, and have a really interesting offense and guys that really match up and are tough matchups for defenses. I think this year the ACC has some depth to it that should make the league more interesting. I think if you're John Swofford and you're the commissioner, your worry is that depth means that both Clemson and Florida State are going to finish with a couple of losses and you get squeezed out of a playoff berth.
David, let me ask you then, what's the best situation for the ACC? Is it better for them to have a strong Florida State or Clemson team go into the playoff as the champion, or better for them to get an unexpected third team in there as a champion?
I think you're always better off having that obvious big-name playoff team. I mean, that's what they want. It will keep interest in the league. I think, if they can have that game between Clemson and Florida State be essentially a de facto playoff game in November, that's the ideal scenario for the ACC this year. But do think in the long term...
What if that team's Miami?
Yeah, well, that's what I think. In the long term, having Miami as a routine player again, I think, is huge for the league. I mean, I think it changes the perception of the league as a whole. It changes the perception of... I mean, right now you have Florida State and Clemson playing in the same side of the same division of the ACC, and the Coastal is kind of laughed off as like the JV for the ACC. I think having a functional Miami and Virginia Tech team where they are competing like that on a routine basis, it matters a lot. And it's certainly, if you look at what Mark Richt's done there, they're not far from that. And the recruiting class that they're putting together for next year is incredibly impressive. There's energy and momentum surrounding Miami now that there has not been in a long, long time. Now, I don't know if that translates this year to the personnel being good enough that they can compete at Florida State Clemson level, but they're not far off now, and they're trending in the right direction.
Read him on ESPN.com. Follow him on Twitter at David Hale ESPN. David, we appreciate your time this morning. Great stuff. Thanks, man.
Thanks. Take care.
So, Braden, David just gave us a bunch of scenarios that are ideal, and it raised, you know, he answered the same question we asked at SEC Media Days. What's best for the SEC? What's best for the ACC? We're all trying to figure that out. But he also just talked about what he thinks is best and how the best ideal conference can be made up. I want to get your thoughts on that and how the perfect conference could be structured. We'll do that. Braden and Fitz, ESPN 102.5 The Game.